This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
On everybody's mind because the rates of infection are exploding. A mutation is causing part of that. The ins and outs of what it looks like across the country on this show throughout this hour. Of course, I'll weave that in. Plus your thoughts as we hit the mailbag. Some of you with some lighthearted funnies. We're going to bring back the one-liners here, the Tuesday one-liners. So we'll look forward to that next week. But a couple of you had some funny jokes. Also, we'll talk about what's going on in D.C. Transfer of power or not. The president has been urged not to go to his house in Mar-a-Lago, and instead to stay and fight by some Republicans. Others are saying it's time to concede, move on, and hey, if you want to look to 2024, do so. We've been doing an unofficial poll as to whether or not he should concede, and is the time to do that now, or no, keep doing what he's doing at this point, or what the lawyers are trying to do, whether they strike out or not, just exhaust all means possible. And you can weigh in by sending your thoughts on that, whether he should concede or not, the president. So at Kate, at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Right now, it's kind of 50-50. So 50% of this audience says, no, concede. The other 50% says, no, stay, fight, till every single vote is counted. So once again, Kate Delaney, as we navigate these choppy and strange days, my friends. It is very, very strange, isn't it? More than 3 million people are believed to be contagious with COVID-19. So what does that mean? A Columbia University epidemiologist and his colleagues are saying that's the number they think that are infected with it. Dr. Jeffrey Shaman, who's a professor of environmental health sciences at the university, has been quoted all over the place. He created this projection model that shows a 34% week-to-week increase, but doesn't include a potentially equal number of latent infections that are still incubating. He said to the Washington Post, it's bad, really, really bad. We're running into Thanksgiving. That's going to make it that much worse. We can compare it to our friends in Canada. And I say that because they celebrate their version of a Thanksgiving in October, and that's when they saw the rates soar again and more coronavirus broke out, more COVID-19 cases, deaths, etc. Speaking of that, we have 250,000 people officially from the John Hopkins rolls, I'll say, that have died from COVID-19. That's out of 11.6 million in the United States. Wrap that into our friends that are listening overseas. 1.34 million deaths worldwide. Total cases, 55.6 mil. Recovered, 35.8 million. With the ways to treat COVID-19, with some of the testing, with people finding out sooner, there have been, in some cases, more recoveries, but hospitalization rates for COVID-19 have been steadily rising since the end of September. And, you know, this is the thing. With average daily cases up 43% compared to the previous 7 days, with 94% of U.S. jurisdictions seeing more cases, this Thanksgiving, here's the thing. You've got to mask up, stay 6 feet apart, and do what you can. Throw in something for your part because we want to get out of this. And here's the thing. If there are a group of people that are pulling the ropes and pulling us down backwards on the mountain, that doesn't happen. So we are depending on strangers to be on this journey with all of us. And listen, there are sad stories like the 4-year-old Texas little boy who lost his dad, then his mom, to coronavirus. His grandmother said, take COVID seriously. So Raiden Gonzalez will turn 5 in a couple of days. No parents. Lots of other family members around him, thank goodness, but no parents. His parents died last month under the age of 35. Wow. Imagine that. Think of your family, and some people have lost family members early. My father died when I was 8. I can't imagine losing both parents and such a young boy to have that happen. So there are no question about it. No question. What happens now when it comes to the stimulus? I mean, there is definitely a spotlight on stimulus, because if we are swinging into a new administration, which the numbers-wise, that's what we're seeing, but regardless, that's going to happen. And what does that mean for the aid to the people who really, really need it? You're seeing these long lines for people who are getting food at these food pantries. And this is middle-class people who should not feel embarrassed in any way, but sheepishly in many cases are going to these lines, but they desperately need it because of lost jobs, because of cutbacks, because of hours being cut down, whatever it might be. So the protocols need to be, in some cases, tougher, and we need to be tougher, right? We need to have more bark on our skin. We need to realize that, I think, that we are all in this together, because if enough people are not paying attention, that's when we see it really, really, really spread. So the pandemic is definitely still lurking among us, and we've got that tough season to get through in the next 4 or 5 months and then come out the other side. And could this be a distant nightmare? That would be a very, very good thing. That's why so many governors are taking to the airwaves, having press conferences, and telling people to stay home on Thanksgiving. Because for 8 months, this has devastated our families. To fight the virus, listening to medical experts who are working on round the clock on this to protect everybody, it's much more effective when we do it together. That's why a bipartisan group of governors joined forces to urge families to do what they can for their loved ones to stop the spread, to say that we're all playing on the same team. And yes, Pfizer and Moderna have both announced they have early analysis showing that their vaccine candidates are effective. So it's great news. There's reason for optimism, but it doesn't mean we can just completely throw caution to the wind and let our guard down and loosen up whatever safety measures that we've put in place. There may be a lot of Zooming that might be happening on Thanksgiving. All right, coming up this hour, the mailbag plus your chance to win some fabulous prizes, our swag bag on the line. When you nail the score, if you nail the score, at the tail end of this hour. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the other side.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
All right, so once again here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we rock toward the tail end of the hour and what is our game of the week, whatever that might be, in the NFL. And they're getting ready for stronger protocols, by the way. That's your chance to win the swag that I was talking about. In between, we're also going to introduce you to a fabulous entrepreneur coming up next hour, who lives in another part of the world, and what they're doing during this time. I'll let you know about that, too, as well, some of the things that she told me. And in the meantime, it is time to hit the mailbag. And in the mailbag, without any fanfare, let's dive in. We have this one from Bob, who says, Kate, unbelievable the surge that we're seeing in COVID-19. I have to tell you, initially, I was not a mask wearer. Shame on me. I don't know that I thought it was a hoax, but I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and I thought if I just kind of stayed away from people, and then two of my friends got sick. One narrowly survives it. The other one did a little bit better. So since that really shook up our crew, I decided, now there's more to this. I've been listening to you. I've been reading up on COVID-19, and so the ultimate thing is exactly what's being said. It is just the 6 feet apart. It is not going to bars, getting sloshed and breathing all over each other and having that saliva that happens. So I think take care, America, and pay attention. I didn't, and who knows if it could have cost me my life. Knock on wood, it has not. All right, thanks for that, Bob. This one is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, and Jake says, Kate, I'm looking at these New York City schools that are shutting down because they're possibly having astronomical increases. So now New York gets back to where they were, or could get back to where they were. And I think we're going to see more of this in a lot of other places as well, whether they're big urban areas or rural areas. I understand that urban areas be a little more prone to it because of the amount of people that, even with distancing, are crammed together. But do you think when Joe Biden gets in, will he do a complete and total lockdown? You know, it's an interesting question because what's happened is there are stories that are circulating, and I think they want them to circulate, that there wouldn't be a lockdown, that the encouragement for the mask would be there. Maybe there would be some sort of a mask mandate, maybe, but there would not be a total and complete lockdown of the entire United States. And that's interesting. Because of what's happening with the economy, I think a lot of people were afraid that would happen. And then what does that mean? Like, when you say complete shutdown, that means nothing. Curbside service, all of that, if you're talking about restaurants, etc. Or even other stores, because stores have curbside service as well. But the rumor is that that's not going to happen, but that's not written in stone. So who knows? I got this question I thought that was interesting from, this one is from Chase. I've never emailed the show before. Kate, I hear you, Hudat, listening to us we're listening to you in New Orleans, and we're hearing you. How about the military? I'm a former military man. Lots of my friends were in the military. A couple still are. And they were telling me that there's been a lot of coronavirus cases, and that what's happened is, over the last couple of weeks, like you've been mentioning on the show, the counts have increased in the general population, and that's spread to the military population. Yeah, I was reading a statistic about the positivity rate, 6.8%. But you compare that to civilians, which it's 10%. So they've said all along they can have a lower positivity rate because they have younger, healthier populations, and they can mandate restrictions easier than any kind of civilian authorities could do. So that's part of that. And this comes with military bases across the country having to tighten, you know, health measures to protect military families and to protect the force, too, from having too many get COVID-19 and then trying to figure out a way around that. And how do you figure out a way around that when somebody needs to have the 14-day quarantine and all that entails? So the domino effect on the military could be devastating. So, you know, thumbs up, good deal there. And that number still lurking, but it's still a lot lower. Let's put it that way, a lot lower. All right, this one is from Jet, who says, Kate Delaney, I listen to your show on KCAA, Inland Empire, which is San Bernardino-ish area. I think you live in California, so you probably know it pretty well. I don't know. I'm sure you have. But when we look at Thanksgiving, I wonder how many people really are considering hanging out with family on Thanksgiving, and the younger people risking infecting the older people. I guess the question is, how much can your relatives trust you? Yeah, it's some people say it's a personal question. You know, like it or not, it's a personal question. that whether or not you're going to have more people stay over, be part of the celebration, you know, whatever it might be. How about this one? Because we've talked a lot about this, so I'm not ditching out a question, but that we have. All right, this one is from Richard Kate. Yo-Yo, I know you're up on the hip-hop scene and music in general. Bobby Brown's son died. Wow, that family has been cursed. They have been hit by so much. Yeah, I just happened to see a blurb on it, so that's why I went to your thing. Then, we can remember Whitney Houston, just so sad. Bobby Christina, that whole thing there. I read this story about his death just at, you know, 28, and that they don't suspect foul play, and that they're still investigating, but they don't suspect that it was foul play. But dead at the age of 28, and not a lot of, you know, other details other than that. I did have a clamoring for our jokes. You know, we had a, not a joke night, but we had, a tell a joke Tuesday, basically. And so Stuart sent me a bunch of one-liners and said, you need to bring this back. I got a couple for you that are probably not as good as what some others might come up with, but I do this joke thing for fun. And so I know, for religious people, this is kind of an interesting one. Moses had the first tablet that could connect to the clouds. Ooh, we need like a rim shot. Ooh. And then, here's another one. Wow. Did you hear about the guy who got hit in the head with a can of Coke? He was lucky it was a soft drink. Ba-doom, boom. That's like a pun, right? Isn't that sort of more like a pun? That's what I'm going to say. Puns are kind of a whole different story, right? How about this? This is another one. He said a whole bunch. I'm just kind of randomly picking them out. When my boss asked me who is the stupid one, me or him, I told him everyone knows he doesn't hire stupid people. Oh, that's kind of a leave you hanging one liner. All right, music means I got to wrap up with the jokes from the mailbag. You can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Her story coming up next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of the Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use approval at the end of the week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines should be ready to go by the end of the year.
By the end of December, we expect to have about 40 million doses of these two vaccines available for distribution.
That's good news coming on a grim day in the pandemic as the country passes 250,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from the disease per day last week. Another 77,000 Americans remain hospitalized with the disease. This is USA Radio News. The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing legal challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases is still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican told reporters on Wednesday that it's important to go through all of the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier, unless that's done thoroughly. And I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome. That's what the process is about. And I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Mary Anning was a fossil collector, dealer, and paleontologist. She found treasures in the Jurassic marine fossil beds in the cliffs along the English Channel at Lyme. In 1823, she found a complete plesiosaurus and made other great discoveries that set her apart. She was well known in geological circles. However, as a woman, she was unable to join the Geological Society of London. Actress Kate Winslet plays her in the 2020 movie Ammonite. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. All right, hats off to Mary Anning, because that movie's opening, despite the fact that we're in a pandemic, some people are going to the movies. I mentioned it may be the safest thing to do in my area because nobody's going to the movies. So fascinating story. The whole fossil thing to me is so interesting. That you dig out rocks that are millions and millions of years old, and that's exactly what she did. And didn't really get recognized for it. Not that she was necessarily looking for that. But now she's getting recognized big time. And as a result of that, I think more people are questioning the whole fossil thing. There is a fascination with fossils, but where you find them, and down by the river, where you can dig them out, creeks, etc., depending on the area where you live. Where I am, it is rich with fossils if you're good at finding them. That is the key. I saw the movie, by the way, Ammonite, which made me think of her for her story. And her most famous discovery was made shortly after her father's death, when she's about 12 years old, and it's what I talked about in the piece. And there were others that she came up with, other rocks that she dug out and skeletal remains, the vertebrae fossils especially, were one of her huge contributions to paleontology, and it was interesting some of what she came across, and she certainly had an impact on the fossiling world or the paleontology world, that's for sure. And she did it each and every day of her life from everything that we've read about her. And here's another quick one for you. A tongue twister, you know, she sells seashells down by the seashore. That supposedly was written about her, that as it was an observation, it was written by her, and it became a tongue twister that you, I think, hear as a kid. I think the first time I want to say the first time I heard it actually was in a classroom somewhere, so fascinating. All right, time for some odds and ends. It has nothing to do with fossiling. It has everything to do with what's happening in the world right now, including, you know, this story that we look at flying during the pandemic and how risky is flying, weighing options as to, I say everybody, but lots of people weighing options as to whether or not they could actually fly and go somewhere. In 2020 and globally, there were more than 1.3 million deaths from the virus. Plus, you know, we've said that. And all these doctors are pointing to travel. They're pointing to going home, especially for holidays, people lonely, tired of waiting it out, that kind of thing. And cars are safer. You know, Dr. David Rubin, who was on this show once from Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania, has been quoted as saying, I almost think that cars are safer for those who are traveling because it's just you and whoever you're traveling with, and at least you don't have the situation of a packed airplane where there might be several COVID-19 positive individuals on the plane. And, I mean, just about everywhere you might travel, the numbers are pretty grim. Europe is into the second week of the pandemic. And the cases of COVID-19 are skyrocketing in the U.S. California and Texas surpassed 1 million cases. Intensive care beds are filling up in a lot of cities. So there's a reasonable expectation that there may be somebody who is positive. There is that hangs in the balance if you get on a plane. And then, you know, it's about the plane ventilation systems. And earlier studies that were done before the airlines required masks to be worn at all time have uncovered a few rare cases of the transmission on planes, although thorough contact tracing is probably challenging for air travel. I'm sure it is. So how reliable is that? Infectious diseases, though, airplanes do have a good safety record because of their filtering system. I mean, the air in most planes, many planes, is 50-50, a mix of outdoor air and recirculated air. So you look at all the commercial planes and the ventilation systems that they have with the HEPA filters that remove 99% of the dust, the pollen, the mold, the bacteria, and all those airborne particles. So that's the good news, right? I don't know. I think there's going to be more driving than people think. Do I think we're going to have the jammed highways of the past? Maybe not, but I think we see a rise on people who are going stir crazy and figure, you know, this will be okay if is the theory of just a couple of us and we get in a car and, you know, maybe it is. It depends on the people around you, the circumstances where you're going. A lot of other factors would play in to that. But this, to give you a hint, and of course, frontline people, they're really susceptible to it because of how often they're exposed. But here's a number for you that I think is scary when you talk about odds and ends. Over 900 Mayo Clinic staff got COVID-19. Wow. So in the last 14 days, employees in the Midwest, including Minnesota and Wisconsin, have been diagnosed with it. And that's 30% of the total number of staff cases during the pandemic. Wow, wow, and wow. I mean, it shows you how widespread it is in that community, how vulnerable they are in that community. You know, you've got 1,500 Mayo Clinic employees who are getting some exposure to COVID-19. And or they have to care for family members who are sick or whatever it might be. So the Mayo Clinic is recruiting healthcare workers, bringing them back from retirement, early retirement, you know, people that might have just recently retired, and they bring them to other sites, like Arizona is a big place. People listening in Arizona know that. And they're temporarily moving research nurses into patient care roles and reducing elective care to redeploy the staff to COVID-19 patients. Minnesota had a record of hospitalizations, 1,706. And then you think of Wisconsin. They're reporting over 85% usage of critical care beds at hospitals. So that number is rising cases because of what we started with, the in-person social gatherings, is exactly the thing to be very, very, very weary of. Very weary. I talked about, in fact, we showed you what it would sound like with our own private wind tunnel, but it could never possibly simulate some of what IOTA heard or sounded like and what it really felt like for so many people. 26 people died in the wake of that hurricane, which still is smashing Central America with heavy rains and winds. But when it hit Nicaragua and that storm is dissipating, but that heavy rainfall, the mudslides, the flash floodings, the river flooding, so tough, the falling trees, the electricity poles, the roofs of houses. I mean, it was a war zone the way it looked to me. And then in other areas, in Colombia, at least two are dead, six others are wounded, one person's missing. Although when you think of the amount of people in some of the, not suburban areas, but some of the more centralized areas, it's a wow that there weren't more people. And you see the pictures of people walking, waiting through the streets because Iota made landfall about 15 miles from where Hurricane Ada made landfall as a Cat 4 just 13 days earlier. That is tough, my friends, when you go through one wicked storm and then less than 2 weeks later, another storm. Even if there's warnings, etc., there's just not enough time, and especially in smaller areas and with the economic hardships people are facing, how much protection can they take? So sad to hear about that. A lot of people try to come together, batten the hatches, but still, when you think of the area of Central America, pretty vulnerable and to a hurricane, and sure enough, the spot where it absolutely ripped up and slammed into them. Just slammed into them. All right, here's an odds and ends one for you to wrap this whole thing up and give you some perspective. In this story about the U.S. Army agreeing to reconsider issuing thousands of less than honorable discharges to service members with post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health problems, there was a lawsuit settlement. Court by two Army vets from Connecticut who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan covers veterans nationwide who didn't receive fully honorable discharges because of minor misconduct that they attributed to undiagnosed PTSD and other health conditions. That, my friends, is huge, a huge, huge reversal. All right, music means we are headed to the field. Nail the Score coming up.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, this is how it works. If you don't know, the game of the week I will announce moments from now. You call in or flip me an email during this segment at 855-266-5283 or Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. And you are locked and loaded and could win the prize closet. Yeah. So coming up on Thursday, you have the Cardinals and the Seahawks, both sporting 6-3 records. You have, and there's a couple of games that I liked. You've got the Titans and the Ravens. There's another one for you, week 11. You have the Patriots and the Texans. Nah, that's not a big one. You got a couple that look pretty good, like the Chiefs and the Raiders. That's another good one. That's a Monday night game. And the Cowboys and the Vikings, I don't think so, although lots of people will be watching it, right? And then Packers and the Colts. The Colts have snuck up on us, I believe. The game of the week is the Cardinals and the Seahawks. It's the Battle of the Birds. I love it. Right, the Battle of the Birds. I think the Cardinals are kind of the surprise. The Seahawks, no. I mean, Russell Wilson, I don't even think twice of what Russell Wilson's doing. The Seahawks are favored by 3 points. The game total is 57.5, just so you know that, over under. You don't have to say anything about that, though. You just have to pick a side and tell us what the final score is going to be, and then you could be a winner. Pete joins us from the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Hey, you set the alarm by this phone call, can't you?
I can. I love it. I knew it right away. I knew it's Pete.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hunkering in the bunker. Oh, man, let's see. Battle of Birds. I am thinking, where are they playing?
The Birds are playing. I feel like I'm talking about the Eagles. They're playing in Seattle.
Playing in Seattle. Okay. I'm thinking 37-35 Seattle.
Ooh, I like it, Seattle. So a high-scoring game. Both of those teams are totally capable of that. So, Pete, you are in. Go back to your bunker. I love it. Pete hunkering in the bunker. He needs T-shirts that say that. So 37-35 Seattle. Boy, the Cardinals are that wicked wild card in a way because you don't know what they're going to do. Weather's going to be nice and cool, like 48, 49 degrees. All right, Nathan, what do you say, Cardinals or the Seahawks? I think he walked away. No, there
Cardinals,
it is.
36, Seahawks, 28.
28. All right, I love it. Going with the Cardinals, the upstart team, when you think that they aren't going to win is exactly when they come through. Like last week for me, in the pool I'm in, oh, I was wrong, although it was close, right? But they beat the Bills. I had the Bills. So at the Seahawks, and they've played the Seahawks and beaten the Seahawks in a squeaker of a game, 37-34, I'm going to say that it is the Cards again, and I think the final score is going to be 35-28 Cards. That's a tough one, especially they won the first one, but now they're in Seattle. Cardinals are first in the NFC West. You can send me your guess again, by the way, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or you jump on the numbers, as I mentioned before, the number that will take you to these airwaves, and then you can tell us what you think the score will be, 855-266-5283, 855-266-8283. Just make sure that you got that one. 8283. Easy to transpose those numbers. I got a couple of quick emails here, so I'm going to go to those. This one is from Alan, and Alan says, "I don't know much about football, but I'm going to play your little game. I'm going to say those Seattles win it." 28-24. All right, 28-24, Alan. Then I got another one here from Brad, and Brad says, "Kate, the weather's turning cooler. Yikes, because we were doing a lot of outdoor stuff, but that's for another conversation. I like Seattle to win it at home, and I think they win 37-32. Wow, so lots of you have it pegged very, very close. By the way, if anybody nails the score, of course, we'll announce it all over the place and we'll make a big deal. So you'll be a hot shot, and then we will send you the prizes. The Cracker Jack team that I have with me in our satellite facility will do that. And you get those bragging rights. Bragging rights are everything, right? Of course. Hey, what'd you do? How'd you win that T-shirt and that hat? Oh, I just nailed the score of an NFL game, which, depending on who your friends are, and hopefully you have a lot of different kinds of friends, some will be on board and some completely will not be on board with that. So, you know, it's interesting, the Raiders, how hard hit are they by COVID? They put players on the COVID-19 list ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs game. So more on the list. That brings the list to 11, 4 days before that game. Yikes. And some are key players. Of course, they're all key players. I mean, Trent Brown went on the COVID-19 list on November 12th, or November 5th, rather. Corey Littleton went on the list November 12th. So they're not going to let them play. If they're positive, if they aren't positive, then it's a whole different story. But you think of the close contact the players are in with each other, and that's definitely part of it. That's why I was so surprised, but happily surprised, that the season without fans, when it goes down in the history books, gets all the way to 11. Pretty good. And now we are definitely seeing more cases. So some more protocols had to be put in place because they couldn't take the risks, not with the players and the way they maneuver on the field. It would be just, could be potentially so deadly. So it's not lost on sports. But in talking to an economist the other day, he says you want to see the economy completely bounce back, whether you like sports or not. Having massive amounts of people at sporting events and having people back at sporting events is an indicator of how well the economy's doing. And of course it is, because remember, this is a health crisis. That's how we got into this nightmare with the pandemic. It's a health crisis that has caused the GDP to collapse, the economy, the jobs that have been lost, careers shuffled, the Zoom doom, where it was fun to do a few Zooms, but when your life is completely on the Truman Show box, who would have thunk? Very, very, very different. Very different than, well, we'll make this through in a couple of weeks. No. There's no couple of weeks. We'll keep trying the best that we can. I mean, that's it, right? Because how does it get any better than that? The answer is no, it doesn't. If everybody pulls together, it's about the collective and what can the collective do to help one another. And you get a feeling there is more of that. I think so. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show, and I hope someone nails the score. Make it count, everybody.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.